It's a download here on WGN, as you just heard from Mr. Martyr. It's 10:35. We'll be here with you. It's 11. Patty Vasquez takes over at 11. I'm very excited tonight. The Chicago band Low Swans is here in studio. It's the brainchild of John Scarpelli and Scott Simon. They released a single called Time Machine in 2015. They're currently playing around town, including a show coming up at the Red Line Tap. So near and dear to my heart, that place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I spent a lot of time in that place when I was in my 20s, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's coming up on February 6th. The band is in studio. We're going to hear live music from Scott and John and Pete Grafe, Colin Kicklighter, and Eric Dahl coming up here in just a second. But, guys, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having us.
So let's talk about the music, because, you know, this is interesting, like, looking into it. This kind of came from a different band. You guys were in a different band. This came out of that. Talk about it.
Yeah, I had a band called The Johns, and which is where the new name came from. And then he and I also played in another band together, and so the two sounds were kind of at the extreme, and so we brought them together for this. So it's a good synthesis.
Well, talk about it. You know, it's funny because the categories, you know, obviously it's all genre, it's all marketing, you know, crap. But the but let's talk about it, because you guys are, you know, I guess you consider yourself to be electronic or rock electronic.
Yeah.
Talk about what that category is.
Well, it's definitely rock. We definitely like to maintain the rock element, but I think, you know, like a lot of the recordings is mainly synthesized program drums, and everything is heavily affected. But we still, we don't want to, you know, we try to maintain the rock element, try to maintain live. When we play live, it's much more of, it leans more rock than it does electronic, I feel. So, you know, I try not to get too deep with the terms, because they are just junk terms.
Well, Scott, it's great. The whole band is here. You guys are about to play, which is awesome. And it is a different experience than what you guys do when you're recording. Or even writing the songs. I mean, because I say in the intro, you guys are the brainchild, but you guys kind of do your thing. But when you play out live, you have the full band that's with you.
Yeah, very true. Very true. It's, you know, it's the electronics really help set the mood of every song, but we still want to maintain the rock vibe. So, excuse the pun, that's kind of why we go for some good instrumentation to kind of help bridge that gap, so it doesn't seem so extreme or too, so just to keep the organic element alive to it. So that's, you know, the vibes really help out. Pete's violin definitely plays a role in that regard, and then having a DJ just to kind of help synthesize the two to make it one complete package.
Well, we're gonna take a break in just a second, so we can do a sound check in the break and then hear two songs from you guys to end the download here tonight. But, you know, talk about your guys' collaboration and your chemistry to be able to work together and to put something like this and sort of think about it, not just from, you know, we're making music, but think about the instrumentation, think about how it's going to play out when you play out at the Red Line versus how you do it in, you know, when you're working in studio. Talk about, you know, your relationship as musicians.
So usually I'm coming up with the idea for the basis of the song. Although he's been doing a lot more of that lately. And then he comes in and he basically makes sure that everything's okay. Like, he's my, you know, like, I need him. We need each other to bounce it back and forth. It's really a good collaboration. You know, he kind of keeps me grounded, I guess. I tend to go off the deep end on a lot of things.
How so?
Yeah. Well, I tend to, like, force, like, I just want everything to be epic, and I want it to be lush, and I want it to be, you know, everything. And I feel like he keeps me, like, you know, in reality.
What do you say, Scott?
Thanks, man. Well, but I mean, really, we've known each other for a while now. So that, I mean, I think what makes us work is just kind of to not be too cheesy. But there's some trust there. I know that what he's going to put out is going to have a very, very strong basis, and he's going to rely on me to just add my part to it, just to keep it.
It's true. Trust is
keep it ground.
Yeah. Well, you guys put out a full of 10 songs or so in 2014, and you had the single in 2015. Mm-hmm. Are you guys working on new stuff? I mean, or what's the process like when you're creating new music?
I usually have an idea, and I record it, and I get like a demo out, and I give it to him, and I say, will this work? And then he'll throw me back parts and tell me what he likes and doesn't like, and then he'll come in and record his parts. Sometimes he's got some equipment now, so sometimes he does it remotely.
Sometimes we're just emailing back and forth because we got stuff going on. Mm-hmm.
As musicians, do you like that? I mean, it's interesting about sort of I've heard those stories, like the fame story is Ben and what's the band?
The Postal Service.
Yeah, Postal Service. Yeah. Of sort of sending it back through the mail, you know, to like work on the different parts a little before email. But do you like the idea of collaborating in that form?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm personally kind of a solitary writer, so I much prefer to get in my own zone and do it, and then, you know, the relationship over the years helps. I think if we didn't know each other as well, we'd have to be in the same room for sure.
Yeah, yeah, totally. We don't. It's just the convenience factor helps out, and we don't have to worry about keeping each other on tabs.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's take a break. And in the break, we'll get the sound check going, and we'll get some live music going. John Scarpelli and Scott Simon, the band Los Swans, is in studio. You can hear the drums are getting ready here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right. We've been doing an amazing job of sound checking in 3 minutes. I think that was a new record. Los Swans are in studio with us. It's an amazing band. Let's reach down and talk. Okay, let's see what we got here. We've got Scott Simon, John Scarpelli, Pete Grafe, Colin Kicklighter, and Eric Dahl, all in studio. The band Los Swans is playing at the Red Line Tap on February 6th. What are we going to hear here? What's the song?
It's called The Whole World Has No Clothes.
The Whole World Has No Clothes, the Los Swans live in studio. Take it, guys. Acting like there's an audience in here. That's great. Los Swans, the song The Whole World Has No Clothes. The members of the band who are performing here, Scott Simon, John Scarpelli, Pete Grafe, Colin Kicklighter, Eric Dahl. You guys are playing at the Red Line Tap Friday night, February 6th. So is Saturday night? It doesn't matter.
I think it's a Saturday
night. It's a Saturday night. So great. So you know what? We have time for another song if you guys are down. What do you think?
It's a song called Hearts on Fire. We'd love to do it.
Hearts on Fire?
Yeah.
Hearts on Fire. Here we go on the download, WGN. Hey. All right, John and Scott, come back over to the microphones here. There you go. Hearts on Fire, the track from Los Swans. They're playing at the Red Line Tap February 6th up in Rogers Park. They're playing all over. The single Time Machine was put out in 2015. Guys, that's great. I mean, you could tell the, I would say, the influences. I mean, it's tremendous what you can do with electronic music added to the live band experience.
Yeah, I agree. That's what we're all to make. We're all about exploiting that as much as possible. Yeah.
What turned you on to that? Because I mean, your background. I think your background's in more rock music. You can tell by what you got. And you're playing xylophones.
Well, yeah. We actually went to college for like orchestral percussion, right? And so our way of breaking out of that, you know, and trying to be cooler was to add electronics. So it kind of came from a really arty side of it and added electronics. And so it just went from there, and we kind of came to rock, you know, straight up rock, guitar rock with electronics, so that, you know, stem from classical.
Let me ask you, because that's, you know, you hear, I guess, you know, if you really are paying attention to the, to, you know, to mainstream sort of indie rock, you'll hear more and more of those influences. You'll hear a DJ on the tracks. You'll hear a little bit more electronic beat behind everything. It just seems to be the rage, right?
Yeah.
What's the scene like in Chicago? Like, does Chicago have like that? Do you see a lot of bands like you guys? You guys have a crew you roll with that does the same kind of instrumentation with the violin, the xylophone, and the DJs?
Not the way we do it. I think we're more rock than electronic bands tend to be, I think. And I think that's kind of what sets us apart, if I can, you know, say that. A lot of electronic bands tend to be, you know, like computers and synthesizers and then like one guy with a guitar. There's not a lot of bands that have a live drummer.
Right.
So I think that's what sets us apart. We don't have a crew. We haven't found a crew of people that we can, you know, really get in with and have like a scene going.
Not, yeah, I was gonna say, where would a band like Los Swans sort of set up shop? What would you consider to be your home base? Because you guys play all over. I mean, just finished Cubby Bear. You're playing at Redline Tap. Redline Tap doesn't seem like the home base for this kind of thing, unless
we've done a bunch of stuff at Subterranean. That venue feels good for us.
In Wicker Park, right there at North and Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the bands that come in there, I feel like are in the same, you know, kind of aesthetic. You know, if not the same instrumentation, same aesthetic that we are. That feels like a good place. You know, grimy, cool. You know, not too grimy, though.
Not too grimy.
Not a dive, definitely. It's a good venue. Good sound there. It sounds good.
So what's next for you guys? And we talked a little bit before you used the live music about recording new music. What's next for you?
We got a bunch of new tracks in the hopper that we're working on. I'm going to bring them out. We played a bunch of new stuff at our last show at the Cubby Bear, so all seemed to go over well, I think. So just trying to get, you know, bigger, better shows and, you know, better songs and just keep going.
Well, you guys sounded great. John Scarpelli, Scott Simon, Pete Grafe, Colin Kicklighter, and Eric Dahl live in studio here, the Los Swans. The Los Swans you could see at Redline Tap on February 6th, right behind the Heartland Cafe there in Rogers Park on Glenwood. Nice little jam.
Yeah.
Nice little jam. I still have my shirt, the Redline Tap shirt from probably now 20 or 15 years ago, but it wasn't made well. So like the armpit is just wide open now, and I'm like, and it's not even like a lounge shirt. I can't really do anything, but I can't throw it away.
I probably could.
I know enough people, right? I can get. So the Los Swans at the Redline Tap on February 6th, and new music on the way. You guys, thanks so much for coming and playing tonight.
Thanks for appreciate it, man. Thank you.